you cannot do away with proctoring tools fully because, as I said, some professional bodies meet the standard of invigilation. Whereas in most of the other cases, the whole movement in the assessment world is going at the moment is how do you design assessment that you can avoid the use of proctoring tools? But there are some authors who believe that whatever way you design assessment, students will always cheat. That is what their view is. My view is not that way. I feel that students are inherently good. It is how we help them to understand that cheating is wrong and how we design assessment that we try to prevent cheating. So I try to take a little more positive perspective of the situation. So when you look at the literature, you will find different perspectives. Some people feel that students will inherently cheat. They're always cheaters. They will always cheat. Mm-hmm. You know, they cannot be trusted. Whereas I don't take that opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And some of the literature you will find, they say that, first of all, the educators themselves should set up things ethically. Because some educators don't change their exams year after year. They use the same exam papers.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, and that encourages cheating because if I have studied with one teacher and next year, Nashwa, you also have the same teacher. And let's say that your circumstances were, you were looking for a job, you were very busy. And I say, Nashwa, don't worry. I have my notes of last year. These are the kinds of questions I got. So have a look at this so that you can quickly prepare. I'm helping you as a friend and a colleague. Mm-hmm. But Nashwa, if the teacher hasn't changed the questions, you will get the same questions.
Yes, yes. And this is what you mean by academic conduct.
No, this I mean by ethical conduct of the educators themselves.
Mm.
By academic conduct, I mean that how we can avoid academic misconduct, I mean, where students cheat. That is called academic misconduct.
Yeah.
And when I say about educators behaving properly and doing ethically and not repeating things, that I mean is ethical conduct of the teachers themselves, of the educators themselves.
Yeah, yeah. But this case that we are...